Give us your thoughts about what's happening in your area. Call the Musings line at 419-224-1609, 24 hours a day. Keep your ears open, and when you hear something that's important for everyone to know, call us.
Hello, fellow DXers. Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. Well, unfortunately, Tom Rivers passed away. He was 57 years old. He was with Chum in Toronto up here three times. I understand he did some work in the States. I think WCFL Chicago was one station he worked at. Paul Blaze and I were talking with Dave and Larry again one night not too long ago. And we've also lost Pierre Burton. He was 84. He was with CFRB Toronto for an awfully long time. And he was also a great author. He's very well known up here in Canada for that. A couple of great DXing reports. Now, on U.S. Thanksgiving, November the 25th, I received KWKH in Shreveport, Louisiana on 11:30 that night. And the next two Friday nights after that, I got WOAI San Antonio and listened to basketball. And the first of the Friday nights, I got a station in Evansville, Indiana, again on 1280. Now, December 4th, Saturday afternoon, was just a banner day for DXing in the daytime. About 2 o'clock that afternoon, everything just really boomed up. I was getting Fort Wayne. I got as far as Des Moines that day, about 800 miles away, and also KMOX St. Louis that afternoon, which is close to 800 miles from here, too. And I really thought that was terrific. I think that we've had wonderful times with DXing and long-distance reception since the Aurora effect ended. And I wanted to mention also that I had Spanish on 11:10 in the afternoon of December the 4th, and some nights I've had Spanish on 12 and 12:80, and I don't know where it was coming from, so maybe some of you can help me with that. Lee Dunbar is retiring after 41 years on the radio, CHML 900 in Hamilton. He will do his last program on Sunday, December the 26th. And CKOC 1150 in Hamilton beat Chum 1050 in Toronto very, very badly in the latest ratings.
Hi, this is John Germans, Elmira Heights. As we are entering the winter season, which we are now, you're going to notice in the daytime, for all you DXers, you might pick up stations that you know, might not normally get in the daytime, but you'll get at night, normally at night. For example, where I live here in Elmira Heights, I'm able to pick up, believe it or not, WBAL in Baltimore, Maryland.
Hello, subscribers to the DX Audio Service. Paul Burkhart from Watertown, Massachusetts, with an answer to Paul B. Smith's question. The station that you are referring to, Paul, in Boston, Natick, is a 1060. It's called a Whiskey Bravo India X-Ray, WBIX, in Natick, Massachusetts, a news station.
Hi, this is Mike Lance. Happy New Year. Well, we have a big mistake down here in Miami. WKAT 1360, the station that's being sold, that's classical music, has no one in the station. And they've been running two programs at once since last night. Right now, they're running Health Connection with Jay Foster. And in the middle of the program, you can hear a classical music program coming from Boston. So that's what's happening in radio down here. Anybody have that problem with other radio stations across the country? And it's really sad to see WSAI dropping their oldies format and going Air America. There have been so many other things they could have done. For example, gone on 1360 and used the old call letters of WSAI to do oldies, or After Midnight, instead of running Religion, run oldies for the people that can hear the station far away.
Hi, everyone. This is Paul Blaze here from Brantford, Ontario, Canada, the home of Wayne Ryan, of course. Happy New Year to one and all. And I'll never forget the radio convention in Batavia, New York. It was fabulous. I have one bit of news to pass along, and that's about a real good friend of mine, Lee Dunbar, who used to do Memory Lane and Silver Sunday and everything else on CHML in Hamilton, is no longer on the air, and he has retired as it last Sunday, since he's been in radio for 51 years. So I thought that might be of interest to all of you folks. Okay, thank you.
Hi, this is Don Finney in Miami, Florida. What is voice tracking? My deep thanks to Bob Anthony from Clifton, New Jersey, and Tim Hensel from Hensville, Alabama. The other gentleman that mentioned the WBF call letters, I was wanting to know that for a long, long time, and much, much appreciated. Thank you so much.
Hi there, audio service members. Mike Dukin calling from Hayward, Wisconsin, on Wednesday, January the 12th. I've got some comments, but first, I have some thank yous. I want to thank Ken Honest Chuck for answering my question about WAIT in Crystal Lake, Illinois. Thank you very much, Ken. And I also would like to thank Bob from South Carolina for answering my question about WOKE in Charleston. And Bob, where did I get that? I got it off the internet through a site, WFMU.org. WFMU is either a college or a community radio station in East Orange, New Jersey. And they have a website where pretty much everything they do and play is archived. They used to have a program where the fellow would play an air check a week. That would be part of his feature. The program isn't on anymore, but it seems that the air checks are archived. And like I said, everything they do is archived. Look under their air check archives under WFMU.org. And also, I would like to comment on something Tim Hendel mentioned about the stations in Rochester, New York, having a moment of silence, doing a noon prayer and things like that. Well, there's a few things that came to my mind on that order. I remember there was a station, or a couple stations in southern Wisconsin, that when they went off the air, their hours of silence were sponsored by the local funeral home. I actually remember that. And I don't know if the station still does. In Belcourt, North Dakota, the station that's owned by the school board of Belcourt that serves the Turtle Mountain Chippewa community, KEYA, they used to have the 12 o'clock noon hymn. They always played a hymn every day at 12 o'clock during the noon hour. In my original hometown of Ladysmith, Wisconsin, the local station WLDY used to actually sponsor the time, temperature, and the weather. They did that a couple of times a day in the morning and in the afternoon. And more closer to where I live now, stationed in Shell Lake, Wisconsin, WCSW, from a previous owner, they used to play the happy birthday song and the anniversary waltz twice a day, and then they would read a long list of birthdays and a few lists of anniversaries, so you could hear the happy birthday song every morning at 7:30 and at 4-something in the afternoon. So those are some things that I was thinking about, and hope that all of you found that interesting. Mike Dukin calling with a correction. The air check of WOKE in Charleston was also taken from was something called Rock Radio Scrapbook, which is not a .com but .ca, because it was a Canadian website. Being that I was looking at a couple of things at the same time, I kind of got confused.
Hello, fellow DX. It's Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. I want to say a word of thanks to John Malecki for a very nice Christmas card that I received from him. And I want to compliment John German on that market scope he gave from the convention about what you can get in Batavia. And I think that's wonderful about Dale Hamm having hosted a convention in 1998 in San Antonio. I'm very sorry that I wasn't a member of the club yet at that time. I would love to have been there, because I met Dale in Texas the year before last, and he is a wonderful fella. WECK 1230 in Cheektowaga, New York, will be carrying Buffalo Bisons baseball this year. That's a low-power station. I can get it in the daytime. It might not be very good at night. I hope maybe there'll be some additional stations carrying those games, because I do like to listen to them. I understand in Houston that 790, which I believe used to be KELP, has joined the ESPN sports family. And WMOH in Hamilton, Ohio is with ESPN now on 1450, serving the Cincinnati area with that. WONE in Dayton has gone to Fox Sports, so they have that, and then you have WING with ESPN. We unfortunately suffered a loss last Friday of Earl Cameron, who was a newscaster for the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation for a long time on the old CBL radio station in Toronto, and also did a lot of great TV work up here, too. I'm very sorry to hear that. Also, about that new Cubs announcer on TV, it's Len Casper. I want to correct myself from an earlier mistake I made.
Hey, DX Audio Service, Gary Kettler here. I'd like to thank Carl for doing the Tucson Market Scope last month. And I have passed through there a few times between 2001 and 2003, and I had a couple of questions about some stations there. Last time I passed through there, the station on 97.1 had been sort of retooled to be a more recent oldies format, and I was curious what they were doing now. And another question was about the station KFMA on 92.1, I think, and 101.3. And I was just curious, because I never did get to hear a legal ID from them, which side of that was actually KFMA and what was the call on the other side. It seems like the parts of Tucson I went through, both of those stations were equally strong. I didn't get to hear too much of the AM there because I was on a Greyhound bus, and a lot of times on buses, you really can't hear AM too well.
And that is our musings to the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. If you have something on your mind, something to say, give a call today to the Action Line. The number is 419-224-1609, 24 hours a day for DX Audio Service members only. And to Wayne, that radio station on 1110, I wonder if it was this station. That recording was made on 1110 kilohertz just a couple days ago, and I was shocked to find that somebody in the AM at nrcdxas.org list happens to speak Spanish and was able to ID that radio station for me as Radio Carapano out of Venezuela. How about that? And no WBT to boot. And, of course, the splatter's coming from WTAM, which is in Cleveland, Ohio, and just a little bit of noise from KMOX on 1120. But that's how Venezuela sounds here in Lima, Ohio. We had another question. What is voice tracking? Well, we'll give you a little sample here right now. The audio which you're about to hear is part of a thing we're going to be doing on All Radio 3. So just give a listen and tell me what you think of how smooth this radio station sounds.
And it all belongs to you and me. Convention weather.
WNRC weather for this evening. Low of 19 tonight with a 60% chance of light snow. And tomorrow, Sunday, snow showers, high 25. Sunday night, good night to stay in and listen to the radio. A low of 4 degrees and a 10% chance of a little more snow. It's presently 24 degrees at Radio Park. And here's Henry Jerome with Moon River on 1580 WNRC.
Was it live or was it Memorex? It's voice tracking, believe it or not, and here's how it's done. If you listen to the break, there was a commercial followed by a jingle sounding like this.
And it all belongs to you and me. Convention weather.
This is the place where we need to put our weather forecast, and then we need to introduce our song. Well, first of all, let's figure out what the song is. The song is Moon River by Henry Jerome, and it sounds like this. In a computerized automation system, every song has what's known as an intro time and an outro time. The intro and outro time is the time, in seconds, that an announcer can talk over the music without hitting either the vocal or the natural start of the song. What is the natural start of the song? Well, in this case, it's in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. Now that we know the time at the beginning of the song, and we know the name of the artist and the title of the song, We can feed John a weather forecast and have him record his voice track. And his voice track sounds like this.
WNRC weather for this evening. Low of 19 tonight with a 60% chance of light snow. And tomorrow, Sunday, snow showers, high 25. Sunday night, good night to stay in and listen to the radio. A low of 4 degrees and a 10% chance of a little more snow. It's presently 24 degrees at Radio Park. And here's Henry Jerome with Moon River on 1580 WNRC.
Well, if you go back and listen to the air check, you'll notice that John starts right after the jingle, and he talks up the music real nice. Sounds like he's right from one of those major markets. Congratulations, John, you're hired. The magic to that is that John recorded that several days ago and knew the weather forecast, knew the title of the song, knew the artist, and knew the introduction, so he knew approximately how long he had to make his voice track to be able to fit into that slot. And, of course, the automation system knew exactly what time the audio track was, knew the introduction, so it timed it all appropriately. Let's give you another example of how it's done. All right, I'm going to record a voice track. We're going to change the format, and we'll see how well the automation system does in putting it all together. I'm just going to pull up a weather forecast here on the web. Let's see here. We'll just grab the Lima forecast for today, and we'll do this. You ready? Here we go. WNRC weather for Limaland looks like this. Very cold today, high 17, 5% chance of snow. Sunday night, low 9, 10% chance of snow. And on a Monday, mostly cloudy, high 31, 10% chance of snow. Outside, the barometer is 29.06. Temperature outside, 8 degrees at 1580 WNRC with Chaka Khan. Okay, now that we've recorded our voice track, let's put it into the automation system. We're going to pull up a song here by Chaka Khan and see how well I sound being a top 40 disc jockey. Give a listen. WNRC weather for Limaland looks like this. Very cold today, high 17, 5% chance of snow. Sunday night, low 9, 10% chance of snow. And on a Monday, mostly cloudy, high 31, 10% chance of snow. Outside, the barometer is 29.06. Temperature outside, 8 degrees at 1580 WNRC with Chaka Khan.
Once you get started.
And what if we're a country station? Well, it'd sound like this.
It all belongs to you.
WNRC weather for Limaland looks like this. Very cold today, high 17, 5% chance of snow. Sunday night, low 9, 10% chance of snow. And on a Monday, mostly cloudy, high 31, 10% chance of snow. Outside, the barometer is 29.06. Temperature outside, 8 degrees.
I found out the hard way, and I'm never gonna break your heart.
And that's how you voice track. Like anything, it can be abused. And probably the biggest abuse that I've heard in recent years has been when you listen to a radio station and there's a 15-second intro and the person only talks for like 7 seconds and really sounds like they don't give a damn. And I guess the best way of putting it is like one of my old mentors said, you can sound like $1 million or $1 million schmucks. It's up to you. So anyways, there's a lesson in how to voice track, and perhaps some of you National Radio Club members can do some voice tracking for WNRC when we make an appearance at the next convention.
NRC Convention!
I shall call him
WNRC.
Hello again, DXers. Ken Honest Chuck back here. And from a late fall column in the Chicago Sun-Times, Robert Feeder mentions that Larry Lujack, the self-styled super jock and Chicago radio legend whose style influenced generations of broadcasters, was inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame on November the 6th, along with NPR radio host Bob Edwards, Detroit radio veteran Dick Pertin, and chairman and chief executive of Clearchild Communications, L. Lowry Mays. Also inducted posthumously will be formidable radio commentator Walter Winchell. Okay, Lujack 64, who retired from WLS 890 in 1987 after 27 years as Chicago's preeminent disc jockey, teamed up last year with his former sidekick, Tommy Edwards, to co-host mornings on Real Oldies 6090 WRLL Berwyn, Chicago. On his Hall of Fame honor, Larry says, I am stunned. I really am. It's one thing to be a popular guy with listeners, but it's a completely different thing when it comes from your peers. I'm genuinely humbled. Far for me to be even mentioned in the same sentence or paragraph, even the same page as Walter Winchell, my God, it's mind-boggling to me. It's also quite a coincidence, since one of Larry's trademark bits at WLS, the Cheap Trashy Showbiz Report, actually was an unabashed parody at Winchell's early urgent style and complete with tapping telegraph keys. Reminded that countless radio personalities over the years, from Rush Limbaugh to John the Brammeyer, have cited Larry as their inspiration, he quipped, yeah, I messed up radio for decades, have I? Finally, the National Hockey League lockout continues with no end in sight. Phoenix Coyote owner Wayne Gretzky feels the lockout could last up to 2 years. If anything develops, I will let you know. In the newspapers here, I see they gradually, every day, add up the total number of games missed up to date and print that. And that's really about it. So I imagine you will hear on network radio what's going on if something important happens. That's it for now. Good DX. Enjoy whatever sport pleases your ear. And I will be back in a month with more information. Take care, Fred. Thank you.
National Radio Club.
IDXers, Phil Wayne here for MarketScope, a monthly dial into the broadcast band and radio markets across the Western Hemisphere. For February, Frank Aiden Jr. of Boise, Idaho, sent along a huge mailer full of cassettes of Boise's AM stations. So, in the MarketScope tradition, here are some air check bits and pieces and IDs from the AM band in Boise.
Idaho seatbelt law is strictly enforced. Click it, don't risk it. Start smart, buckle up. I'm Claire Day News Radio, KIDO, on-time traffic.
580 News Radio, KIDO. Snow. 866-408-SNOW. Can you hear me now? 866-408-SNOW.
Feel free to join us, folks. You're listening to the Tony Snow Show. I told you before the break, the reaction in Iraq was a lot different than it is in the United States to allegations of torture.
Breaking news can happen anywhere, at any time.
We got him. Saddam Hussein was captured Saturday, December 13th at about 8:30 p.m. local.
What was Saddam doing? He was hiding.
In a cellar.
That's what he was doing at the time we found him.
In the town of Adwar.
Trying to evade our capture.
Which is about 15 kilometers south of Tikrit.
Breaking news as it happened.
There were no injuries. And in fact, not a single shot was fired.
In Idaho needs to know. Late turn to 580 KIDO. Get your day started with John and Chris on 580 News Radio, KIDO, Nampa, Boise.
From ABC News, I'm Gil Gross. President Bush talking to the Arab world on Al Hurra TV.
What took place in that prison does not represent America that I know.
American heartland for the American heart. Classic country. AM 630 KFXD.
Real country music. AM 630 KFXD.
Classic country. AM 630 KFXD. Way too country and proud of it.
Great news for the millions of people suffering from diabetes and heart disease related problems.
AM 630 KFXD. I've been everywhere. Classic Country, AM 630, your Clear Channel radio station, KFXD, Boise, Idaho, USA.
Here's the latest.
Douglas from ABC News. I'm Clarissa Douglas.
We'll be back at Idaho Talks Live on News Talk 670 KBOI and KTRV Fox 12.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. Schneider, Chris Walton, and Deb Corson on Fox 12 and News Talk 670 KBOI.
That number again, 1-800-829-BEAR. Hey, tell them we sent you.
When you hear news on your radio, you're listening to the 50,000-watt voice of the Northwest.
News Talk 670 KBOI. Depend on it.
Federal Reserve Chair Alan Greenspan says the biggest concern for the economy right now is the growing federal deficit. We'll have details at 9 on News Talk 670 KBOI. Depend on it.
Welcome back inside of Ho Talks Live on News Talk 670 KBOI and KTRV Fox 12. I'm Chris Walton, along with Paul J. Schneider. Happy Thursday to you.
Happy Thursday. Phone lines this morning if you want to join in on any of our conversations, 336-3700, 1-800-529-5264. If you have Verizon Wireless, a free call on pound 670. Kevin of Kenna on line one. Kevin, good morning.
Chris, Paul, three plays later, the Vandals scored.
He can't just put anything on. It's got to be Nike stuff because they're in Nike school.
KBOI News Time, 9 o'clock.
KBOI, Boise, Idaho's radio headquarters for the 2004 presidential election campaign. It's happening now. You're hearing it now. KBOI in-depth team coverage starts now. Depend on it.
More prisoner abuse photos are surfacing. KBOI News Time is 9 o'clock. I'm Deb Corson in the KBOI CBS 24-hour news center.
It's been said that jazz can be a complex music to explore. It ranges from the early days of Louis Armstrong to today. And that may be true, at least until you're hooked. I'm Jeff Fox, one of the music hosts here on Idaho's Jazz Station, and I'm hooked on this international art form we call jazz. Join me weekdays from 8 a.m. to noon and again midnight to 4 a.m. to see why. Maybe we can get you hooked on Idaho's Jazz Station. Idaho's Jazz Station, Jazz 730 a.m., Jazz 1450 a.m., and Jazz 89.9 FM. Jazz with you in mind. A la mode, the name of that tune. That's from the Brass Tracks Jazz Orchestra. Dexter Gordon and Tad Dameron before that was So Easy. And at the top of the set, the remarkable work of Karen Allison. This is from her Concord album called Collage. Came out a few years back. And we heard It Could Happen to You, Karen Allison. Roaring Springs Water Park is proud to support Boise State Radio. Idaho's Jazz Station, KBSU Boise, AM 730, KEZJ Twin Falls, AM 1450, and KBSK McCall, FM 89.9.
Talk radio that hits home wherever you are. Inspirational Family Radio, KSPD AM 790, Boise.
There's just something about a refreshing walk or a nice scenic drive. Our minds seem to always be filled with clutter and need a time of refreshment.
The new 950 Joy. Your home for solid gospel music, latest from the Dub Brothers in the prayer room. Also heard from the Roops, The Truth Remains, Crossway, Heads Praying for Deliverance on this National Day of Prayer. By the way, you can find out more about that at nationaldayofprayer.org, or you can go to our website, solidgospel.com, and find out more. Mid-South Band in there with Is It True? I'm Greg Goodman. It is true. Coke and Pepsi both coming out with new products. One called Coke C2 and Pepsi Edge. Look for those to hit the market nationally this summer. Basically, what they're doing is they're coming up with drinks that taste like their flagship drink, Coke or Pepsi, but contain half the sugar, carbs, and calories. They're describing it as a mid-calorie soda. And a Coca-Cola spokesman says the sodas are designed to appeal to people who would like less calories but don't want to compromise on taste. Well, we'll see. See how that works out. If you've been to the website and read my little bio, you know I'm a Diet Coke addict. Got to have one in the studio with me at all times in the afternoon. That's why I stay so peppy. Coming up, Harbinger's Quartet from Here to Heaven.
Sharing gospel music 24 hours a day on 950 Joy.
Sharing gospel music in Idaho, Oregon, and Nevada. 950 Joy, KNJY, Boise, Nampa, Caldwell.
With
SRNE. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Bush is standing by Defense Secretary Rumsfeld.
He's an important part of my cabinet, and he'll stay in my cabinet.
Congressional Democrats say Rumsfeld should resign or be fired because of the abuse of some Iraqi POWs. The president says he's sorry for the humiliation suffered by the prisoners. Mr. Bush says the images of the POWs being abused make him and other Americans sick to our stomachs.
We hope you can join us then, and then do plan to be with us again on Monday as well, when we return to our Marriage Month theme and talk with Dr. Gary and Barbara Rosberg as we again turn our hearts toward home.
This is KBGN, Caldwell, Boise, AM 1060.
USA Radio Network News, I'm Russ Ross.
It drives me resolve.
Spend the day with the original hit station and lose yourself in the memories. 1140 KGEM. 1140 KGEM, KGEM.
Well, Stephen Bishop puts on Sinatra and starts to cry. Well, we put on Sinatra just before Stephen. We heard from Old Blue Eyes with Old Devil Moon.
KGM weather for the Treasure Valley, partly cloudy today with highs across the valley in the low 80s. Some spots could have some readings in the middle 80s today. A few light breezes this afternoon expected. Partly cloudy weather for tonight, and then the forecast for tomorrow. Partly cloudy. Highs on Friday should be 75 to 85 degrees. That's a look at your Treasure Valley weather conditions on KGM. Treasure Valley's music station, you're listening to KGEM, Boise.
Is there a U.S. connection to the Madrid, Spain bombings? I'm Marcia Salter.
The station that plays all-time classic hit country with another country classic. Now on AM 1240, Listen for Haynes at the Range.
You know, this man is quite a famous fellow, and he's all right.
Weekday mornings on AM 1240.
That's very interesting indeed, and rather amusing, too.
KMHI, Mountain Home. Your hometown station. AM 1240. KMHI. The station that plays all-time classic hit country.
What about now?
With another country six pack.
I got something coming to me, and I want it right now.
Now on AM 1240. KMHI.
En Chevrolet hay muy buenas ofertas y además todo en un solo lugar en Chevrolet porque ahí encuentran los mejores autos. Solamente en Chevrolet. Chevy manejando con Texas.
Continúe participando en la Tribuna Deportiva en Univisión Radio.
Llame al 713-390-5528 o al 1-800-423-2122.
La Tribuna Deportiva, la Tribuna Deportiva, la Tribuna Deportiva, la Tribuna Deportiva.
Juan Pablo Montoya trató de tomarse con serenidad de lo que fue una jornada desastrosa en el Gran Premio de España.
For official rules, price descriptions, and odds disclosure.
Idaho Sports Leader, ESPN Radio, 1350 KTIK, Napa, Boise. The Ticket. ESPN Radio Sports.
I'm Art Kestisher. The Chicago Cubs' slumping bats have awoken an 11-run outburst yesterday to avoid a home sweep at the hands of the Diamondbacks and in the opener of a weekend set with the Rockies. 10-0 Chicago over the Colorado Rockies as they go to the bottom of the sixth inning.
Serving the Treasure Valley, where Newstalk 1380 KSRV, Ontario, Payette. Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Chuck Stevenson. It was wrong and he's deeply sorry. And, says Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, a panel will investigate and report within 45 days on abuse of Iraqi prisoners by U.S. soldiers.
Newstalk 1380 KSRV, your home for Chucker College Baseball.
Looks like cattle trade's been over for the week since yesterday's cleanup. I'm Rick Ains, Northern Ag Network. Welcome to Livestock. on a Friday afternoon edition.
Two runs for the Coyotes. On three hits, there were no errors, and one man left on. We'll go to the second. It's now Albertson, two. And Concordia, nothing.
Sun Federal takes pride in their commitment to making the Treasure Valley a better place to live and do business.
Join Marshall Sage on Northwest Outdoor Live Thursdays, 4 to 6 p.m. on KIOV PN.
Mike Devaney will lead off the top of the second inning. Albertson now working with a two-run lead.
Enjoy your job. Take your oldies to work with Oldies 1490. Oldies 1490.
No! You're kidding me. They haven't found satisfaction yet?
No!
Oh, very particular, aren't they? Greatest rock and roll band of all time. Mick Jagger and the Bad Boys of Rock and Roll.
Satisfaction.
Come on.
No satisfaction.
I hope you have found satisfaction on the radio here. Right now, we're going to go south of the border. Now entering the bullfighting arena. Signore, signorita. Five tons of angry bull. El Toro Grande. And if I were you, Pancho, I would head back to Chihuahua. Pancho, that's a lot of bull.
Woo!
Make sure to set the Oldies button on your car radio. To Oldies, 1490. Oldies, 1490.
If you want to know what BW stands for, it stands for buckwheat. Honest to God. I couldn't lie to you about something like that. His parents had a very weird sense of humor, didn't they?
Hey, Buck! Wheat!
It's time for dinner!
Oh, yeah.
Smiling faces sometimes don't tell the truth. As I like to say, if somebody flashes one of those Dick Cheney smiles on you, better hold on to your wallet, man. You're in deep doo-doo.
Your official Good Time Oldie station is KCID Caldwell Nampa, Oldies 1490.
AP Network News, I'm Craig Smith. John Kerry continues to lament the prisoner abuse scandal in Iraq. During commencement at Southern University in New Orleans, Kerry assessed the impact on America's image.
Those abuses have done enormous damage to our country. They've hurt us in our objectives in Iraq and empowered those who find fault with America.
About 25 years ago, I was driving out west somewhere near the New Mexico-Arizona border, noted there were no AM or FM stations that were clearly audible, except for KBOI. And by the way, the Spanish station never did ID, but was KWEI 1260 from Weiser, Idaho. And the KIOV ID in the baseball game was 1450 kilohertz. Thanks, Frank. It was good to hear Boise Radio. Remember, we're giving away radio station jingle CDs to anyone who sends us a market scope. Sound like a good idea? Just send it to me, Phil Wayne, 1872 Myers Road East, Marion, Ohio 43302-8730. The membership thanks you for your efforts.
Thanks, Phil. Hey, you know, I was just sitting here the other night, and I was looking at this wall that's in front of me here, which has a whole bunch of tapes up on it, and I was telling Debbie that I'd like to put a window in here, because we're doing a lot of remodeling around the house here, and I saw this this idea in my head that I'd like to put a big window in here, like a picture window that would face out toward the east in the backyard. And I said, geez, I wonder what I'm going to do with all these tapes. And she says, well, yeah, you've got probably two decades worth. And it was at that point that it just kind of sunk in that we're coming up here on a major anniversary of the DX Audio Service. So what I'd like to do is kind of do something special next month on the DX Audio Service, at least on the Musings to the Members line. What I'd like to do is have you, the members, who normally call the DX Audio Service Musings, and those of you who don't normally call the DX Audio Service Musings, why don't you give us a call, be as brief and to the point as you possibly can, but tell us a little bit about how you got into the hobby, why you like listening to radio. Perhaps you might even tell us a little bit about what you do, what your profession is. I mean, all the DX Audio Service members I know, just about every one of you has a story to tell. And there's some pretty interesting people in the club when you actually start fishing for information. So why not give us a call, Let us know a little bit about you and your life, your world, how you got into radio, and I think it'd be kind of fun to do on the next edition of the DX Audio Service. And if it looks like we've got a lot of calls, well, we'll carry them over until the April edition. So give us a call, 224-1609. That's area code 419-224-1609. We've been having some more issues with our postal service here in Lima, and specifically a lot of broken tapes, a lot of misdelivered tapes, and probably one of the more frustrating things is when we mail a tape to a DX Audio Service member, and we have an address that is accurate as far as we can tell in our database, and the tape gets sent back to us. So I'd like to ask DX Audio Service members to take the time on this edition of the DX Audio Service to at least take a look at your mailing label. Make sure it's correct. You can always call your post office and ask them, because if you live at 123 Main Street and you gave us just 123 Main or 123 Main Avenue or 123 Main Street Northwest, if it doesn't match up to the post office, they get rather crabby and they send back the tapes. Also, we've been having a lot of broken tapes. Tapes which just show up in pieces, literally. And we're trying to figure out a way of solving that problem without going to a lot of expense to protect the tapes, as in buying big padded mail envelopes and such. The other thing we're going to be doing here on the next couple editions of the DX Audio Service, it's going to be mailed from Mansville, New York. Ken is going to be mailing the tapes here for the next couple issues, and this is just a test to see how well it works and if we have the same amount of breakage and lost tapes to see if, see if the problem is local or not. But if you would, please, if you have a problem with your DX Audio Service, by all means, let us know. If you have a broken tape, just send it back. Put on the envelope, broken tape, and send it back, and that way you'll get replaced as soon as possible. If your tape doesn't get to you, please do one thing. Contact your post office and let them know, then contact me, because I'm going to ask you if you contacted your post office. I'd like you to let them know that stuff's not getting to you. And, of course, we'll do the same on this end. Say, I'd like to tell you about something that we're in the process of doing, which is kind of interesting. If you heard that air check that we played with John Bowker, that's actually part of a test that we're going to be doing, a very interesting test. You know, I think just about everyone has heard that people say, you know, well, AM just doesn't sound good. It sounds tinny. It sounds nasty. It sounds like an old phone line, you know. Believe me, I've heard just about every complaint known to mankind. Well, I was listening to some recordings that Herb Squire, who is the chief engineer of WQXR in New York, made, as well as some tests and some data that Leonard Kahn had put together on reception and transmission techniques of AM. And we decided to come out with a CD called The Quality of AM Radio. We hope to demonstrate what good radio sounds like and what bad radio sounds like and kind of give you an insight to how and why things sound the way they are. And that CD hopefully will be released on the April edition. I would urge every DX Audio Service member to pick up a copy of this because I'm going to tell you right now, you're not going to believe your ears. Good demonstration. We're putting a lot of effort into it, and we've had some help from some manufacturers such as Inovonics Electronics, who make audio processors for transmitters, LPB, etc. And they've really helped us out in putting together a great demonstration. So that'll be out on the April edition. And that, my friends, is all we have time for on this edition of the DX Audio Service, as we've got to get up and go. Get this magazine out the door, boxed up, and sent to Ken Chatterton so he can mail it out to you, the membership. And then we've got to start working on All Radio Volume 3 and our special CD on the quality of AM radio. We'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. Remember, get out and support.
Radio, 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 radio.